No, yesterday on the show, we asked the question, 131060, are you the good parent, fun parent?
Are you the fun parent?
Fun parent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when we were doing that, a lovely lady by the name of Deb from Newtown, she called the show and she was very passionate about Christmas cards. Mm. This is what happened.
Deborah from Newtown. Deb, wrap things up for us. Who's the fun parent?
I thought we were talking about Christmas, and I'm always the fun person at Christmas. And I send out multiple Christmas cards, and I'm lucky to get a handful back. And I'm thinking, well, people should just up the game at Christmas and start getting a bit more festive.
Deb, so the question we should be asking is, scrap this fun parent rubbish. It should be 131060, do you send Christmas cards?
Well, yes, I do.
Deb, if you had to write a Christmas card to me and Jimmy right now, what would it say? Mm.
Ho, 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 enjoy the festive season. And I'm sending a bit of cheer along the way.
Oh, Deb.
That was beautiful,
you know what,
Deb.
That's gorgeous. That's beautiful.
Unfortunately, Deb, we've run out of time. I can't send you one back.
You can just hear the passion from Deb, can't you?
A good thing for Deb, if you are listening, Deb from Newtown, got some time this morning. Mm. Dearest Deborah, it's Jimmy from the Jimmy and Nath Show, representing myself, Nathan, and producer Grace. We just want to say thank you for bringing this to our radio program because we're going to use it on the show this morning. Warm, kindest regards.
Warm, kindest regards.
Yeah, just a little bit extra.
You were going so well until the sign-off.
Jimmy.
XO. I was about to say you should get a job at Hallmark up until that moment. Just then.
No, look, and I really am thankful for Deb because it did. It got, you know, got me thinking, and I was like, do people send cards?
Is this still this a thing? Is this still a thing? Because I know in my family, Christmas cards aren't really a thing anymore. I mean, on all Christmas presents, we just have the little sticker that really just says to Jimmy from Nath. You know, those little stickers?
I must confess, you know, I'm a bit of a Grinch, and I've never been one for cards, even on birthdays and stuff. So I've never really been around it. When I was younger, though, my family would send a Christmas letter, which I would write with my father, and we'd send that to all our friends and sort of update of the year.
That's nice, a bit more meaningful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, longer form.
Yeah, it was like an A4 page. You'd write stuff on it, maybe chuck some photos in there. But do you get any Christmas cards?
Oh, I get them occasionally. Oh, I've still got people in my family that love it. Nanny Lynn loves a Christmas card.
Yeah, she does.
My other granny, Granny Marg, she loves them too. I've never been really into Christmas cards.
Producer Grace, what about you? Do you get any cards from anyone? Or
I don't think I do anymore. I remember used to getting heaps and heaps of cards. You'd have a string that you'd hang up in the living room and you'd pop the cards over that.
The thing is now, though, Christmas cards and cards in general, quite expensive. Mm. Like they're like $7-8. I'm like, add that $7-8 to my present. You know what I mean? Improve my present by $7 to $8.
Just drop in a couple of $2, $1 coins.
Put a scratch in.
Put a couple
of scratchies in. You know, I'd rather a $7 scratchy as opposed to a card that'll hang up on a piece of string and then probably find 5 years later.
All right. Well, what I want to know, 131060, Nath hates cards, obviously. Do you send cards? People listening to the show, do you still send Christmas cards?
Do you receive them? Is there somebody in your family where you get them from?
Are you getting them from someone? Give us a call.
But we just asked the question, 131060, are you sending, do you receive Christmas cards?
Yeah, I felt like I used to get a lot when I was younger. And thanks yesterday to Deb from Newtown who gave us a call and got us all thinking, like, do people still send cards? Are people getting cards? I'd love to go buy cards and send them, but I'll be honest, I don't have the time.
And you got to write in them all the time. Yeah. I feel like you feel the pressure to write a personalised message. In every card.
I tell you what, something I do every Christmas, and it pisses everyone off in my family because I do this.
I'm sure it's not the only thing you do.
There's a lot of things I do that pisses everyone off. Isn't that right, Producer Grace?
That's definitely right.
Yeah. I mean, didn't need to agree so quickly.
Grace, wow. Didn't even take a breath.
Yeah, we'll chat after the show. No, I text everyone on Christmas, everyone that I'm reasonably close with, and I just send them a little personalised text message.
Oh, that's nice.
It does, honestly, it takes me from when I wake up Christmas morning to Christmas night. Some people get a Boxing Day message because I go through my contact list. But sometimes I don't even get replies, or I just get people going, yeah, thanks, Jim.
Yeah, or they'll thumbs up at that.
Yeah, or go, Merry Christmas to you too, mate.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hayley from Howrah. Hayley, do you send Christmas cards?
Yeah, I do. So we have family over in Sydney and Melbourne, so we send Christmas cards to them every year. And then the kids and I also go around and put Christmas cards in our close friends' letterboxes as well.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, See, stuff like this warms my heart. It makes me want to get out there and do it.
Hayley, I mean, do the kids love it, the Christmas card season, writing and delivering them?
I don't let them write in them because their handwriting's too messy, but I let them put them in the letterbox.
Yeah, you sound like producer Grace for Nathan and I. We're never allowed to write anything.
Oh, so, mate, we're never allowed to do anything. Thank you, Hayley. Jodie from Dodgers Ferry. Jodie, what about you? Are you sending Christmas cards this year?
I personally don't send Christmas cards, but the pharmacy that I do send 200 handwritten, personalised Christmas cards to our top 200 customers.
200 personalised handwritten? You'd need to start that in August to get through that, surely, Jodie?
not quite, but she does an awesome job.
Wow.
So it's not you, Jodie, that's writing it. There is just one person, someone who's writing all these cards?
Yeah, I've got shocking handwriting, so there's no way I do it. Every time
I do it. What do you think about Christmas cards, Jodes? I mean, they're quite expensive.
I know you go reject shop and get like 10 for $2. Ours are more expensive. They come from head office, so they're quite nice. I wish I had the time, but I don't have the time.
That's the other thing. It's time-consuming, really, isn't it? Yeah.
Having them strung up, on a bit of wool or a bit of string in the lounge room a child. But yeah,
I do miss that. I do miss the string and the cards.
Well, maybe we get back into it. You know what I mean? Christmas cards.
On Venetian blinds. On the old-fashioned Venetian blinds.
Venetian blinds. Oh, there's a throwback, Jodes. Yeah, I do remember that.
Writing on the Venetian blinds.
No, don't write on the blinds.
I swear, wouldn't that ruin the blinds?
All right, Cherish from Sorrel, wrap things up for us, Cherish. Christmas cards, do you send them?
Absolutely not. Nope, no care factor at all.
No care factor at all. You're not into the Christmas cards.
It's just a lot of time and relatively expensive, Cherish, would you agree?
No, not expensive. It's just the time factor. I used to do it for the kids at school, each their classmates, and put a candy cane in each. Got nothing this year, nothing at all. Nope.
Sorry, kids.
Yeah. Also, Cherish, I just want you to know, Nate's saying expensive. Nate thinks $2 for parking's expensive.
Oh, mate, I'd rather run the gauntlet. Nate.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.